The picture on your left shows what was designed as the climax of the anthropological exhibition section, the replica of the fortress of Zika. He was the ruler of the Wanyamwezi in the colony German East Africa. His fortress was destroyed by the Germans in 1893. The organisers built this replica to show the defensive abilities of East African people. At the same time, it was supposed to prove the efficiency of the German imperial forces. The exhibition director was particularly eager to have the fortress rebuilt so that he could prove its defensive potentials. Only a few years earlier, he had been a colonial officer in East Africa and himself tried to seize the original fortress twice, unsuccessfully. With the exhibition in Treptow, he tried to restore his honour as an officer. At noon and at dusk, the East African groups were forced to take part in a large caravan, led by Europeans in tropical costumes. This caravan ended in the so-called Arab city and set up camp there. In the evening, a theatrical attack by the Maasai was staged, which of course was beaten by the Europeans and their colonial troops. When the East African group left in mid-October 1896, three young men stayed behind. At his own request, the 12-year-old Maasai Ngwala stayed with the Antelman family in the German colonial house for a whole year and went to school in Berlin. During the summer, two young men died at the Charité Hospital. The Mswahili Salim bin Faraja from an inflammation in the brain and the Mbonjono Juma as a result of a lung infection.